To the disappointment of many Mattapan residents, the city is moving forward with a plan to close a struggling elementary school in Mattapan. The Boston School Committee last night approved Superintendent Tommy Chang's proposal to convert Mattahunt Elementary into a center for early childhood education at the end of this school year. Reporter Max Larkin, also of the WBUR Edify unit, has the story.
The Mattahunt School has performed in the bottom 1% of schools in the state based on test scores for the past 2 years. City school officials say converting it to an early childhood education center is the only way to prevent a state takeover. But many parents and community leaders say the Mattahunt is a cherished part of their community. Nancy Dickerson served as principal of Mattahunt for 16 years. She says she worries about the impact of moving more than 500 students to new schools.
Talk about a high needs group. Why are we subjecting these kids to more trauma by sending them to an unfamiliar setting?
Area residents asked the school committee whether it would close a beloved school if it were in a majority white neighborhood. Community activist Javon Lissette says the committee seems unconcerned with the wishes of Mattapan residents.
Our school leaders, they really don't get it. They take everything for granted. We don't have a voice. Mattapan never had a voice because it's a community of color.
School leaders say they appreciate the community's attachment to the Mattahunt. But current principal Walter Henderson says there was just no time left to turn the school around, and a state takeover would have been inevitable.
The things that we all could have done better, the school's been struggling for a long time. We need to do something drastic and dramatic.
Henderson says he's determined to make Mattahunt's last school year its best ever. If the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education approves the move, the Mattahunt will be the first of the Boston public schools to close under Superintendent Tommy Chang. But it might not be the last. The district is considering several more closures as part of its plan for the next 10 years. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Max Larkin.